Setting the parameters for the cash crop trade going forward market-wise was the WASDE report. We'll recap the numbers and update projections coming up on Money Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Brought to you here by our friends at Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise in financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America.
When there's land you want to buy, you'll find more ways to finance it at Farm Credit Services of America. Along with competitive rates, we offer flexible long-term payment options. Financing may be eligible for cashback dividends, too. Discover the expertise to make financing land easy with the options to make it possible. Terms apply. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com to get started. Agriculture works here.
Well, there's no doubt the USDA threw a curveball into the marketplace with the WASDE report last week. Raised corn yield by almost 2 bushels an acre, increased soybean yield as well. Also increased carryouts on both crops and most likely capped the corn range at $4.50 to $5. Soybeans in that $13 range somewhere, according to Becky Rosnick, American Farm Bureau Federation economist.
We were facing really potentially desperate situations earlier this summer with drought. They've revised yields back up 1.9 bushels to 174.9 bushels nationally, putting us back on track for a record corn crop. So corn's gotten bigger. We're going to see loosening supplies with that. And soybeans, similar story. They also saw a bump up in yields to 49.9 bushels an acre.
Now she adds that as harvest nears its end here in this country, and we know the yield numbers aren't going to change till January, the demand story and certainly weather in South America, the planting season look to be key market movers.
As Northern Hemisphere harvest wraps up, of course, all eyes are starting to go south of the equator to see what's going on in South America as they start planting again, what that's going to look like for global supply. But I really think one of the stories of this season in general is corn's resilience.
Now, she says it's also important to note that USDA did lower the average on-farm cash price to $4.80 a bushel for corn. Of course, that's a weighted average, which means there have already been sales above that and likely some below as well. This has been Money Matters. I'm Andy Peterson. Thanks for joining us right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.